Okay, good morning, everybody. It really is wonderful to be able to learn together. It's always a very special opportunity to see not only the Talmidim, but especially the parents as well and the broader TABC community. That being said, the topic in front of us is an extremely serious one. In multiple respects. The time that we have this morning is frankly insufficient for the kind of presentation that we really need to undertake. But all of that being said, we'll certainly do our best to give a fair treatment of the subject which is at hand. Let me just begin. I see that the head of school, Rabbi Edelman, just came in, so I'd like to acknowledge Rabbi Edelman, and again to celebrate the opportunity that Rabbi Edelman has embraced, based on the previous traditions of spending this time learning together. It's really so very important. Tamidim kesidram umusafim. It speaks to our most deeply held values. I give this year with an enormous amount of sensitivity. When we talk about the promise of vaccine, and as you'll see from my presentation, as I lay out what I believe to be a clear chiyuv, despite the fact that Gedolei HaPoskim have differed on that question, I'll try to explain my position over the course of the next 45 minutes or so. Chiyuv is an enormous word in halacha, especially when we're talking about medicine. You'll see how we'll have to get there systematically, but I do so with a very heavy heart. The fact of the matter is there are 125,000 people in this country alone in the hospital right now who are not going to be helped by a vaccine. There are already 350,000 Americans who have lost their lives to this terrible virus who are not going to be helped by a vaccine. I imagine there are many people in this room who have been impacted by that. And so I do so with a profound sense of shared tsa'ar and suffering. It can be very difficult, and we have to be sensitive when we talk about a vaccine to be aware of the fact that for so many people it's just not in time, despite the fact that those who were involved in the Melechus HaKodesh cut the world record not just by half, but by a quarter. 4 years was the record in terms of months. This was done in under a calendar year. It's amongst the greatest scientific achievements, of our lifetime, if not the greatest. And yet, for so many, it is not in time. And part of our analysis has to do with first acknowledging, as so many unfortunately have been reluctant to do, the utter scale of the catastrophe. I just mentioned the numbers, 350,000 people in America alone. We're having far in excess of a Pearl Harbor or a 9/11 every single day. Certainly the two greatest traumas in recent American memory, obviously speaking to different generations. But the idea that this somehow, is not, a major impetus is something, and the impetus and the need for immediate and urgent medical attention is something which anybody with even the remotest sense of historical perspective would immediately recognize as completely fallacious. In Eretz Yisrael alone, there have been, as of this morning, each one in Olam Malay, Kol Mekayim Nefesh Achas. The Yerushalmi says just that. The Bavli says Nefesh Achas Mi Yisrael, Ki'ilu Ki'im Olam Malay. The Ibud of Nefesh Achas is in Olam Malay, 3,338. Just by way of comparison, the two greatest traumas in recent Israeli memory, the Yom Kippur War was about 2,650 deaths. If you take the cumulative number of individuals who have died in terrorist attacks from Hakamat Hamdina up until now, you get approximately 2,535. So more people have died from coronavirus in the last 9 months than if you total all of the piguim in Israel from the time of Hakamat Hamdina, and it's not even close. So we just have to acknowledge the scale of the calamity in, both this country and in the land of Israel, and of course, all over the world, to begin to have any understanding of what the level of sakana is. And again, as we'll see in the Rambam in just a moment, where there's not so much confusion and disinformation about that, we wouldn't need to clarify it in as, clear and empirical terms as hopefully we just have. The order of the presentation, and again, it'll be somewhat schematic in terms of its overview, simply because of limitations of time, will be to deal with issues of refuah in general. Like I said, to use the word chiyuv is a very big word, especially because there's good reason, and there's plenty of sources. Our yeshiva is learning Masech Tapsachim this year, so we'll start with Makoros from there, to wonder if there could ever be a chiyuv of a refuah, or frankly, even of a rishus, according to, you know, mainstream views in the Rishonim. From dealing with that question, we'll move on to the question of how exactly we make medical decisions. What is our perspective, not so much on seeking refuah, but on the rofe being able to provide it? What kind of doctors are qualified? Not everybody with an MD would be recognized by halacha as qualified to address a question of this magnitude. And then the last 25 minutes or so, what I hope to do is to deal with chisunim b'halacha, the question of vaccinations, which has been one, of course, since vaccinations have existed. As everybody here knows, the first vaccine was in 1796, developed by Edward Jenner for smallpox using inoculation on a cowpox platform. And it was dealt with, as Rav Asher Weiss already wrote about two or three years ago, when we were dealing with measles, by the Tiferes Yisrael, by Rabbeinu Yisrael Lifshitz of Danzig. We'll take a look at that as a point of departure, not as a final word, but as a point of departure for an analysis of vaccines in halacha. And we'll see that that question largely revolves around an issue of putting oneself in a suffix sakana, either to save oneself or for others. Just again, one caveat here in terms of understanding how I'll limit my remarks. I'm only going to relate to, when we get to, you know, practical questions, Pfizer and Moderna. We're all aware that the United Kingdom did give emergency use authorization to AstraZeneca this week. It's a different profile. I haven't had the opportunity to review that data with the relevant medical experts. But the fact is, it has a different profile in terms of its efficacy. It's about 70% as opposed to 94-95%. And I also haven't gone through all of the data in the way that I'd be prepared to make a presentation about that. So I'm going to limit my remarks to Pfizer and Moderna. I have had the opportunity to review with Rofe Mumchen Ve'umanim, as we'll see. I'm not using those terms arbitrarily. Those are highly technical terms in terms of making an assessment of whether, in fact, there is any suffix sakana in this case. So with that, let us begin. The time is katsar. The melacha is Miruba, indeed. What I'm going to do is I'm going to share my screen. I'm not going to have the opportunity to take a look at everything inside, but God willing, we'll be able to establish the critical points. The Mishnah Masach Tapsachim tells us that Chizkiyahu HaMelech did six things that met with a variety of different reactions from rabbinic authorities. Al Shlosha Hodulo, Al Shlosha Lo Hodulo. One of the things that he did, Gana Sefer Refuos VeHodulo, that he hid the book of medications, and the rabbis approved of this practice. Rashi comments, "V'ganah sefer refuos kidechsev ve'atov ve'necho asisi ve'aminan bebrachos shegazan a sefer refuos lefi shaloha yalibam nechna al cholim ela misrapim miyad." That this was leading them away from God. They were taking advantage of these medical approaches, and it limited them from the perspective of humility. This is Rashi Lishitaso. We don't have it here on the Makoros, but the very difficult Mishnah, Bishilhei Masachta Kiddushin Tov Shabirofim Legehenim. Rashi offers three approaches there. He says one of the approaches is that they only treat the Ashirim. They're not interested in taking insurance. They don't worry about the Aniyim. That's a fascinating idea in its own right. The other is maybe Roteach Bishgaga. And the third idea that Rashi says there, and this is probably the most compelling in terms of the simple language, Tov Shebirofim, the better that they are, the more they become Bali Gaiva, Libam Nichna, they don't have the proper sense of humility and recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role in Refuah as the true Rofe Ne'eman V'Rachaman, and therefore Tov Shebirofim Legehenim. So Rashi says, literally, he was willing to sacrifice Refuos, apparently with medical consequences that would follow. But he did so because he felt that the gain, the cost-benefit analysis, justified such a drastic approach. In fact, this view finds its most ardent support in a famous essay that Ramban wrote in Parshas Bechukosai. I'll note, because this is a clear caveat, lest anybody take the Ramban out of context and not appreciate the full range of the Ramban's views, as we'll try to present, that it's all Bios Yisrael Shleimim Vehem Rabim. It describes a kind of a spiritual beatitude in the Ramban. I don't have time to read the essay. Basically, Apsukim and Divrei Hayamim, where Asa in the 39th year of his reign developed a kind of paralysis, and the Tanakh says that he sought out the Rofim Velodara Shal Hashem. And the Ramban says it's two problems. Number one, Lodara Shal Hashem, but even his seeking out of the Rofim was highly objectionable. And the Ramban here concludes the essay by noting Aval Beritzos Hashem Darche Ish Ein Lo Esek Berofim, a person who's conducting himself in a proper manner from a spiritual standpoint. It's not just that he'll call out to Hashem, but he won't even do his shtablus as well. Again, don't anybody go home and think that that represents the total view of the Ramban. It hardly does, not even within this essay itself, let alone the Torah Sa'adam, let alone the Ramban's commentary to Parshas Mishpatim. But be that as it may, it gives voice to the same kind of sentiment that Rashi expressed. Unsurprisingly, the Rambam was beyond horrified or scandalized by these views. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos tells us that were not for the fact that Rashi has endorsed such a position, he wouldn't have even bothered to write about it. You have it here in the fourth source in front of you. But the Rambam tells you that the idea that we should hide medicine from people that has the potential to be life-saving, and that people should be criticized for seeking out refuah, is just about as logical as saying that hungry people shouldn't eat. You know, if hungry people really had bitachon, so presumably they wouldn't go to the refrigerator. They would just sit there and say, you know, God will take care of me. Now, so there's reasons to draw distinctions. You could say hunger is natural, and maybe perhaps illness is unnatural. But of course, this captures the sentiment of the Rambam. And he was aghast, again, horrified and scandalized that anybody could attribute to Chizkiyahu HaMelech, HaMelech who was a tzaddik, such an ignominious and, from his view, not just foolish, but outrageous action. And so that is a critical perspective in its own right. Now, moving beyond the Rambam, which really does reflect the normative view here, a person might say, okay, well, you know, in general, you know, we should be careful and we should avail ourselves of refuah. But let's say if we're in shul, if we're in yeshiva, surely we don't have to be careful, we don't have to wear masks, because we're involved in the performance of a mitzvah. Doesn't the Gemara Masechta Pesachim, our yeshiva Masechta, tell us, Shaluchei mitzvah eina nizakin? So this is a Gemara Masechta Pesachim Daf Ches, Masechta Yuma Daf Yud Aleph. It's dealt with in the Gemara Kiddushin Daf Lamed Tes as well. So just again, a representative sampling. Ha'amar Rabbi Elazar, Shluchei mitzvah eina nizakin. So the Gemara says, Mefurash Heicha Deshchiach Hezeka Shaini. When the Hezek has been established, the Shchiach, it is completely different. Shenemar Vayomer Shmuel Eilech V'shamashal V'haragani. When Shaul unfortunately had the Ruach Ra and he was in a paranoid state. So Shmuel says, I'm going to be putting myself in a sakana, and Hashem responds in the affirmative. I don't think we have to go beyond the statistics that I cited at the beginning to understand that this is a makom where Shchiach, when the Hezek is Kavua, or the Hezek is Shchiach, and there's absolutely no basis to the claim that if a person were involved in a mitzvah, that they could somehow disregard basic safety. The fact of the matter is, the Gemara Kiddushin goes beyond it. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, again, on the subject of Shaluchei Mitzvah Inon Nizakin, that we have two mitzvahs where we have a special promise, V'arachta Yamim, Kibad Avoim, and of course, Shiluach HaKen, and the Gemara tells a harrowing story of a particular boy who was doing the mitzvah of Kibad Avoim while also doing Shiluach HaKen, and he fell to his death, and the Gemara quotes the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says, Char Mitzvah Bahai Al Malaka, that we can't understand these Pukim to be relevant to this world entirely, and the Gemara comments, had Acher understood this view of Rabbi Yaakov, he never would have became an apikoros in the first place. He would have understood that we really don't have guarantees in this world, even if we're engaged in the double mitzvah, even in the double mitzvah where the Torah says, V'harachta yamim, we can never take shortcuts. So again, this is from the perspective of somebody who would be seeking out refuah. And this is nifsak lehalacha, the final halacha in the Shulchan Aruch at the end of Choshen Mishpat and Simen Tov Chav Zayin, Komer al Dvarim Elu. A person who thinks he's the balabas, a person somehow, and again, it's been a source of shock and just unbelievable distress for me to watch this over the last 9 months. People who are makbid b'chol kutzo shel yud when it comes to all other areas of halacha, and somehow don't remember what Chazal told us, chamira sakanta meisura. People who realize that they're not the balabas, they can't eat whatever they want. People who realize that they're not the balabas, they can't say whatever they want. People who realize that they're not the balabas, that when it comes to taras hamishpacha, they can't do whatever way they want with their body. All of a sudden, when it comes to a mask, nobody can tell me what to do. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'amar hareini misaken ba'atzmi u'mal acherim alai b'chach." This is assuming it wasn't a danger to anybody else. So any makbid b'chach, makin oso makas mardus. We take such a person who demonstrates such callousness with respect to his own life. Forget about anybody else that we'll deal with in the Hemsheikh. And we give such a person Makas Mardus. The Maharal of Prague in the Ber Hagola says the reason is very simple. Nira lefia niyaz daiti, you have it here in source 6a. Atam shisira atori al shmira sanefesh, humi tam shakarish baruchu bara sa olam bechazdo lehetiv la nivram sheyakiru gdulaso. That we're here to serve God. As the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Yafa Shah Achas B'tshuva Maisim Tovim Lazami Kol Chaye Olam Haba. Every moment of life is valuable. V'hamisakin es atzmo. And a person who demonstrates disregard, dereliction, for that fundamental understanding that we're here and every minute and every second is valuable, ki'ilu mo'es b'ratzon boro. This is a repudiation of Ratzon Hashem in the worst possible sense. V'eino rotza lo be'avodasa. What you're telling God is, I don't care about fulfilling your mitzvos, v'lo b'matan zcharen. V'ein l'cha zilzul afkirosa yoser mizeh. There's no apikorsis, wrote the Ber Hagola, greater than somebody who is going to take liberties, even with his own health. Okay, so that's in the perspective of one who would be seeking out refuah. What about from the perspective of the rofe? So, of course, we have the Gemara Masechta Bava Kamma, based on the Psukim in Parashas Mishpatim, Verapo Yirape, Mikan Shenitan Rishus, the rofe lerapos. It sounds like it's only a heter, but not a mitzvah, and you have to start to wonder, why is even a rishos, why is even a matir necessary? So Rashi already explained why you might have thought, Rashi l'shitaso, the Gemara Masechta Psachim, which he talked about Chizkiyahu HaMelech, Rashi l'shitaso and Masechta Kiddushin, Tov Shebirot from the Gehenim, because there's an idea, maybe this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's gufa, how the Christian scientists paskin l'halacha, right? It's not just a havamina for them. For that and for them, it's a maskana. V'lo aminan, Rashi says, Rachmana machi v'iyu masi, this balgaiva, this doctor, thinks that he has a rishus l'rapo, so if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this person to be ill, so let this person be ill. In fact, the Ibn Ezra says just that. The Ibn Ezra says, v'rapo yirape, I'm not going to read it inside, in the interest of time, only means if a human being comes along, the situation, mishpatim v'chiyinatsu anashim, v'hika ish esre'eu be'evin of v'egro v'lo yambos v'nafal l'mishkab, so if a human being comes along and injures another human being, a doctor has a rishus, you know, l'rapos. But if a person has a congenital illness, and a person develops, God forbid, a cancer, who's to say that the rofe can repudiate what obviously, quote-unquote, is the Ratzon Hashem. So the Bali Atosos is Docha Bishtei Adayim, and he says, that's gufo what we mean when we say Verapo Yirape, the double language, V'im Tomar V'ha Mirapo L'chudei Shamin Anlei. This is Tosos in the Tet source. Yesh Lomar D'Hav Minahani Milei Maka Bidei Adam. Maybe only the doctor can take care of something that doesn't reflect the Ratzon HaBorei. It's a human being was being derelict. A human being was being violent or malicious or aggressive. That it's permissible. So up until now, we only saw that it's in fact permissible. I said before, don't judge the Ramban based on one comment in Bichul Kosai. He was only talking about Bizman She Yisrael Shleimim. Here the Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam, which is the classical work that all of the halachos that we have in the Shulchan Aruch with respect to refuah are based on. So the Ramban says, don't interpret the Gemara Mikan Shenitan Rishus L'Rope L'Rapos as merely Rishus. He thinks it's a Rishus de Mitzvah. Here, Rishus means that it's a mitzvah. The mitzvah, the rapos, v'chlal pikuach neveshu. Pikuach nevesh mitzvah rabbi, v'azariz b'chach mazo mishubach. You recognize here the echoes of the language of the Yerushalmi, v'anishal meguna, v'ashol shovich damim, v'kol shekein amis yayish, v'eno osa, v'shma minakol rofe, sheyodea b'chachma. Umilach hazo, that they have a specialty in this area, chayav hula rapos. He must practice this. It's not just a rishus. V'imana atzmo, and if he does not offer the relevant expertise, hareza shofech damim. And in fact, the Ramban Lashitas is such a beautiful Ramban on the words v'rapo yirapeya is a massive chiddush lehalacha. So the Ramban explains that when a person is chayiv in all of the nezikin, nezek, tzar, bosesh, shevet, and ripoy, that you might imagine, so we're going to pay the ripoy directly to the individual. And the Ramban says, not so, v'rapo yirapeya, you pay his doctor. We don't want him squandering it in Atlantic City. We don't want him wasting the money. It's such an important thing that he should seek out refuah that will only pay the doctor, will only pay the medical bill. That's a definition, the halacha v'rapo yirape. The Rav, of course, expressed this in his own inimitable language, with his own unsurpassed powers of eloquence, and he thought there was another mitzvah d'araisa at stake. I don't have time to read the entire essay. Of course, I recommend reading that and everything else he wrote. So the Rav says the following. Man is summoned by God to be ruler, to be king, to be victorious. Victory is the most important aspect of Malchus, is an ethical goal in the human effort to achieve victory, is a moral one, provided the means man employs are of a moral nature. To live, to defy death is a sublime moral achievement. That is why Judaism has displayed so much sympathy for scientific medicine and commanded, notice the language, commanded the sick person, not just the rishos, to seek medical help. Curing, healing the sick is a divine attribute, reflecting an activity in which man ought to engage, a divine attribute. What the Rav means to say, there's a kiyam daraisa v'alachta bidrachav as well. There's not just a chiyav mitzad pikuach nefesh, but indeed mitam v'alachta bidrachav. Okay, so now let's try to figure out what kind of rofim are eligible. And halavai, that this was some kind of a theoretical discussion, but litzarenu harav, and we can measure the loss of life, perhaps we'll never be able to know exactly what it is, when people who are not bekiyim in areas of epidemiology, of infectious disease, the areas that are directly relevant to the issue that we're dealing with, when some of them, including one neuroradiologist whose name will live in infamy, who became very prominent for a particular point in time in this country, was providing advice that could only be constituted as a sakanas harabim. So we'll see that this is keneged halacha in every sense of the term. The Torah paskins, largely based on the Ramban, that what kind of doctors are allowed to practice medicine in a specific area. So here we have it in Simin Shin Lamed Vav in Yerodeya. So the Torah paskins the following, and again, the basis for this in a very fascinating way is the Ramban that we just read in the Torah Sadam. People like to quote the Ramban as an opponent of medicine. It just shows that they don't understand the total corpus of the Ramban. The Torah writes as follows, it picked up by the Shulchan Aruch, almost verbatim. Miu lo yisasek b'refua elim ken ye baki v'yodea b'chachm u'b'lacha. V'lo yehe sham gadol mimenu. You only have a rishus if you are the expert in that area. If you are not a specialist in the relevant area, you have no license to practice medicine. I'm not saying that there's a legal issue. We'll get to legal ramifications later on if we have time. The famous Jacobson case for Jacobson versus Massachusetts of 1905. We'll quote a little bit there. Very interesting opinion from Justice Harlan. But from a halachic standpoint, the reality is that a person who is not a specialist in this area has no heter to offer an opinion. It's nifsak lahalacha again in the Shulchan Aruch. Lo yisasek berfua alim kein hubaki v'lo yehesham gadol mimenu shim lo kein hareza shovech damim. Again, halavai were some kind of an abstract halacha I was describing, but unfortunately, everybody was just looking for a doctor that would parrot their views, whatever their unscientific views were, and people of much greater expertise sidelined again, and these are reflected in the numbers that we recited at the outset of this year. Okay, so the question is, you know, how exactly, once we know, and again, this is straight from the Gemara's look in Yuma Pei Gimel, and already the terminology of Rofei Baki is there, how do we know which doctors to listen to? So the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Shabbos, once again, Dechuyi Hi Shabbos, Eitzel Sakonis, Tefashos, Kishar Kol HaMitzvos, Lefika Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakon Osin Lo Kol Tzrachav B'Shabbos, Al Pi Rofei Uman Shel Oso Makom. They have to know all of the relevant medical facts in that particular place. this has been nowhere more important when we're dealing with a pandemic, to know what the rates are in a particular place. Those words of the Rambam, Shalo Somakum, have never ringed more true. But again, it's not just a rofe, it's a rofe uman. And then the Rambam paskins, and again, this is found in the Mishnah and Yuma as well, that if we have a disagreement amongst the rofim, that we have a responsibility to imachmir, because that itself constitutes a safek sakana. V'cheni mama rofe lechal loves ha-shabbos, v'rofe acher omer eno tzarech mechal loves ha-shabbos, shesafek nefashos doches ha-shabbos. So when there's a disagreement between competent medical authorities, so that itself constitutes a safek sakana, and a safek itself has to be treated luchumra. It's not just the Rambam in the context of Shabbos, but another, of course, Isser Chamer, Vachila B'Yom HaKippurim, that's an Isser Kares, if not an Isser Skila. So there, the Rambam Paskins and Hilchos Shvisas Osar, Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana, if you have a Chola Mesukan Sheshaalachol B'Yom HaKippurim, so this is a very important Halacha, Aval Pisha Rofin Abikin Omrim Eno Tzarech, even if you'll have, as the Gemara says, 100 doctors, but they say that he doesn't need it, and the Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana thinks that he does need it. Machilin Oso Al Piatzmo Ad Sheyomar Dai. So this is what we call in Halacha the principle of Lev Yodea Maras Nafsho. I want to come back to it in just a moment and show how I think again very often it's been misapplied to our situation. So the Chola says he doesn't need it, and the Rofe says that he in fact does need it. The Rofe Omer Tzarech. Machilin oso al piv, of course, we would force the person to eat. Vahu again, sheya rofe baki. And then the Rambam goes on to explain that even if the majority of doctors are not of the opinion that he would need to eat after Yom Kippur, reholchen achar bekiyin, ein holchen bedini nefashos achar harov, that the general principles of rov and halacha are put to the side, we have to follow the bekiyin. So let's say in the Hemsheikh, as we go on, and somebody says, well, 1,000 doctors say that there's no sakana, and I say that there's a sakana in terms of taking a vaccine, so on the principle of Lev Yodea Maras Nafsho, so I should be able to do whatever I want. So that's not just erroneous, but it's categorically erroneous. The principle of Lev Yodea Maras Nafsho, that a chola can override the rofim, the rofim habikian, is only a chola misukan. That's only when we already have a person who's in grave danger. But if you have a person who's perfectly healthy, there's no basis in halacha based on the principle of Lev Yodea Maras Nafsho that it will allow him to override the doctors and say, I know better than the doctors in this case. The Lev Yodea Maras Nafsho is absolutely not a precedent for anybody overriding the relevant expert doctors. Again, Rofe Baki V'Uman, in the areas that are relevant in terms of determining matters such as vaccination. The Shulchan Aruch paskins lehalacha rechayim tafrei shedches, again, that this applies even a rofei baki afilu hu akum. It doesn't matter whether he's Jewish or not Jewish. This is not relevant. Mekablin es ho'emes mimi she'amaro. So there's a debate in the Achronim when the doctors tell us something. Do we consider that to be b'toras vaday or b'toras sabik? It's not just an area when it comes to, a pandemic, but it's a general question halacha that we have to look at. It happened to be a machlokas between the Chasam Sofer and his Talmud, the Maram Shik, about when the doctors tell us something, do we just assume that we have to follow it, but really it's a safek, or do we assume that there's the capacity for doctors to generate knowledge on the level of vaday? And there's many, many, many implications. Again, if we weren't so limited, I would try to explain many more of them, but we have a principle of ein safek motzi midei vaday. So if we could establish halachic knowledge at the level of vaday, that would be very important. So one of the Maram Shik's arguments came from the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, so we know that one of the differences in terms of Dinei Yisrael versus Dinei Akum is that Dinei Akum, a person who kills a treifa, is chayev misa, gets the death penalty. But Dinei Yisrael, a person who kills a treifa, has committed an act of murder. It's a terrible thing. It's shvichos damim, but we don't put the person to death. So generally speaking, there's a chazaka that a person is shalem. He's not a treifa unless he's declared otherwise. So take a look at the lesson of the Rambam. You'll see the raya of the Maram Shik, that doctors can give us knowledge, not just b'toras safek, but b'toras vaday. Ha-horiges ha-treifa v'sha-ochol v'shosem ha-lech b'shoch ha-reizepater mi-dinei adam. Again, this is only true of Dinei Yisrael. You look in the Rambam in Hochos Malachim in Perek Tes, you'll see it's not the case for Ben Noach. V'chol adam b'cheska shalem v'ahargo nerag ad shivada b'vaday. Until we have knowledge with certitude that the person was a treifa, that they were going to die, let's say within 12 months anyway, v'yomru harofin, so on and so forth. How do we know? So the rofim apparently can create, l'shitas harambam, knowledge which is b'taras vade. Okay, very good. So that's the relevant background, the way that we establish halachic knowledge, even to the point of vados, when it comes to inyanei refuah, is by going to the mumchen, is by going to the biki, and by going to the people who have the relevant expertise, not just finding the doctor that happens to agree with us, because it might be convenient for our purposes, whatever they be, but according to the halacha, as we saw in the Torah, and as we saw in the Shulchan Aruch. Now we can begin to discuss vaccines, and again, we'll try to do the best that we can. So like we said, the first vaccine was developed in 1796 by Edward Jenner against the smallpox, which continued to ravage humanity for centuries thereafter. And Tiferes Yisrael, Rabbeinu Yisrael Lifshitz of Danzig, relates to this in his famous Perish al HaMishnah in two different places. So the first place is in Pirkei Avos. Again, this was popularized by Rabbi Asher Weiss a number of years ago when he came out with this tshuva. You remember it, it seems like itself was an inoculation for us to be able to have this year when we had to deal with the issues of measles. People were being mezalzel in that issue as well. So Rabbi Asher Weiss wrote his tshuva. He pointed to these comments of the Tiferes Yisrael, so we're indebted to him. So the Mishnah says, Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzalam Elokim. I don't have the opportunity to read everything inside, but the Tiferes Yisrael writes about how important human life is, and all human life, and not just Jewish life, and he starts talking about people that he considers to be Chasidei Umos HaOlam. So he says, Gutenberg for bringing us the printing press, and the person who brought potatoes to Europe, so people won't die of starvation. And then he refers to, you see it bolded here, Kea Chasid Yener, right? Of course, Edward Jenner. Shehimtzi, this is the inoculation against smallpox. You can even see there a little bit the language of smallpox. Shal Yoda Nitzolim Kame Revavos Bnei Adam Echoli Mimisa, etc., etc., etc. Morbidity and mortality. So certainly he has a chelak in Olam Haba. And then, in the Mishnah, in Masachta Yuma, Tiferes Yisrael gets into a little bit more of the halachic discussion. And it will be, again, just a point of departure for us, because the Tiferes Yisrael restricts his discussion. Is a person allowed to incur some kind of a suffix to himself at the moment to prevent a much greater suffix later on? Can it be machtis himself in a suffix sakana to preserve himself from a much greater sakana later on? So he says, Mizan early heter. He doesn't say that there's a chiyav, it's just a heter. Lasos, that's an inoculation. That's what that word said, shalpakin, inoculation of smallpox. Ach she'echar me'elef meis al yedeya inoculation, even if one in a thousand, right? So you imagine a 0.1% mortality rate from the vaccination. There's nothing of the sort when it comes to the 40,000 people who were actually in the trial arm of both Moderna and Pfizer when you put them together, basically 20,000 from each of them. There's not even a single case of mortality that's associated with the vaccine. The Tiferes Yisrael felt that even one out of a thousand death rate would be acceptable. Al kopanim shim yishavu ba pakin ativin asakana krova yoser, because the fact is that smallpox itself is far more dangerous. So he says there's a rishus to do so, and he deals with later on, as we'll try to get into to the greatest extent possible, the concept of a person being machtims himself in a suffix sakana when it comes to other people. He says that in his judgment, I'm not sure that this is correct, Lefiani is daiti, but he says in his judgment, the Rif, the Rambam, the Tur, did not believe that a person had to be machtis himself in a suffix sakana for other people, or maybe they weren't even allowed to be machtis themselves in a suffix sakana to save other people, but to save yourself, rashai, a person has a rishus to do so. So obviously the Tiferes Yisrael is evaluating this in terms of a person's own health vis-a-vis himself. But the truth of the matter is that we know that when it comes to this pandemic, especially with the rate of asymptomatic transmission, so our focus has to be in a much broader way. We just read, just it was a few weeks ago, Vayira Yaakov Ma'od Vayetzer Lo, Rashi quotes the famous Breishis Rabbah, Vayira Yaakov Ma'od, Yaakov was afraid for his own life, Shema Yeharig, Vayetzer Lo, but the much greater tsar was the thought that he would have to kill another person. And that would be another person who was a Rodef, that would be a B'Torah Sabala Hargecha, Hashkein Vahargo, but Vayetzer Lo, he experienced much greater tsar from the idea that he would even have to harm a person who was coming to kill him. And that's consistent with Tosas and Masachta Bava Kama. Tosas says, Yoser Yeshlo Yishmor Shlo Yazik Mishlo Yuzak. A person has to be even more careful that he's not causing harm to other people than he is, that he's not somehow endangering himself. And we already spoke about before, the Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat and Simon Tavchav Zayin and the comments of Barakola, just how chomer it is for a person to be misakin himself. So you can imagine, not to cause danger to other people is even more grievous. And again, it's amazing. The Bereishis Rabbah is talking about a situation where you'd have a complete license to put another person in danger, to take another person's life. Esav was coming to kill Yaakov. So we're going to try to evaluate this from a much broader perspective. The Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin tells us, of course, that we have an obligation to save other people's lives based on a Kal Vachomer. If there's a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, Bedine Mamanos. So of course, there's a mitzvah of Avedas Gufo, if you see a person dying, Vashevo Solo. So then the Gemara wants to know, what's Los Amor Al Dam Reyacho all about? So the Gemara says, Hani Milei Benav, Shevo Mitrach, Umegar Agure. But for a person to really exert themselves, and even to spend all the money that they would possibly have to save another person, that's what we know from the Pasuk of Los Amor Al Dam Reyacho. Los Amor Al Dam Reyacho means to be inert in the face of a danger to other people. So Rashi says, what does it mean? Lo samo, do not be passive, do not be inert. Lo samro atzmecha mashma, lo chazar al kol tzadin. What lo samro dam reyacha, it's unique amongst lavin. Normally we observe lavin through passivity, by not doing something. Lo sirtzach, lo sinaf, lo signov, lo sanav reyacha yet shaker, they're all mekuyam b'shev al tase. What's the kiyum of lo samar al dam reyacha? Just the opposite, to be active, to do everything that we can. Lachzer al kol atzdadim, the Malbim says it in his Perish al HaTorah. That just to stay totally passive, I'm going to lock myself in an apartment. But if I see that I can participate in something that's going to be matzal nefasho salavim ruvavos, like the Tiferes Yisrael said about inoculation, rak yase kol hishtadlus latzil v'mechayiv midarais of lo samur al dam reyacha, means that I have to do everything within my power. Lachzer al kol tzadin, the Malbim, kol hishtadlus lahatzilo. Okay, so now a person is going to come back and say, okay, but I don't know that I'm really going to be able to save that person next to me. I don't know that I save the person next to him, right? Maybe other people aren't going to get a vaccine. So a person might say such a thing, but that's against the Ran. The Ran tells us that the Chiddush of the Gemara, lo samur al dam reyacha, in addition to the mechayev of Ahashevo Solo, is that even if we can't be sure that we're going to save the person, a person is Tovea Benar, so you jump in to save them, Ahashevo Solo. But if you might say, well, look, I don't know if I'm going to be able to save the person, Aval Asafik, Lo Shamina Midi, Mishum Hachi, Asakra, De Lo Samar Al Dam Reyacha, Lomar, says the Ran, Shehu Mitzuva Litroach Bo Aval Asafik, even if we're not sure that we're going to be able to save the person. So even if you don't for sure, you're going to be the one, that's the Matzil Nefesh, so a person still has an obligation. Now let's see the language of the Rambam, which came under such scrutiny. The Rambam says, "Kol yochel ahatzil v'lo hitzir over alo samar al dam reyacha," based on the Gemara that we just read in Sanhedrin. "V'cho aroes chaveiro tovei abayam o listim boyim alavo chayara ba'ala v'yochel atzilo hu be'atzmo." Or you could hire another person. That's what the Gemara said. Megar agure, to spend money. "V'cho kayotze b'dvar melu." We're not only talking about this, but of course a pandemic as well. "Ha'osa osam over alosam odadam reyacha," a person who's not going to do anything, a person violates losam odadam reyacha, and the Rambam says, even though there's no malchus, because it's passive, right, that's the whole problem, and you can only get malchus, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan against Reish Lakish, and alav sheish bo maisa, the fact of the matter is, the Rambam says in his own imitable language, quoting from the Mishnah in Sanhedrin in the Gemara of Baba Basra, that this ma'isim chamurim kol amegambe nefesh achas miyisrael kilu ibed kol olam kulo v'chol mekayim nefesh achas miyisrael kilu kiyim kol olam kulo. It's a very serious matter. So the question is, what did the Rambam mean when he said v'yachol hatzilo hu ba'atzmo. Does that mean that it's a vaday, that a person doesn't have to incur any suffix? So the Bach took up this issue, Rabbi Yoel Sirkis of Krakow, and he says the simple language of the Gemara means that of course a person has to assume a certain amount of suffix sakana. What, you think you're going to jump into the river and there's not going to be any sakana involved? But you still, if you have a reasonable, reasonable ability to assume that you'll be able to help the person, Nira Milashana Braisa de Chayav Lahatsilo, that of course you have to do this. Afilo Eno Barolo Shayuchalatsio, Chayav Lahachnes Atzmo Besafik Sakana Latsilo. But then he says, but it doesn't seem to him that the Rambam believed that, because the Rambam says, Aval Rambam Kosa Vyochol Latsilo, Damash Madafka, Bidain Safik Shayachol Latsilo, Avalenu Chayav Lahachnes Atzmo Besafik Sakana Latsalas Chavero. But if the Rambam used a term, Vyochol Latsilo, the Bach says maybe that means Bitaras Vadai, but he's not so sure, and he says, in fact, the Beis Yosef didn't paskin that way. If you look in the Beis Yosef very quickly, in the 30th source, so he quotes from the Agos Maimonios, commenting on the Rambam, that a person, frankly, does have to assume a suffix sakana. It's not just a reshus, but it's a vadai, it's a chiyuv, to assume a suffix sakana to save somebody else's life. Now, again, if it's more than, as we'll see in a second, in the tshuva of the Radvaz, more than a 50% chance, so chayacha kodmin. But the Beis Yosef certainly didn't understand the Rambam that way. Nonetheless, very famously, the Sma, Rabbeinu Yoshua Falk, the Sefer Meir HaSeinayim, says the reason that this language of chayav adam lahachnes atzmo besavik chasakana kedei lahatzil es chavero, the reason that that did not make it into the Shulchan Aruch, or those exact words didn't make it into the Rambam, is because we don't paskin like that language, which originates in a Yerushalmi. That's what it says over there in the Sma, in the 31st source. So again, there's this great debate. Maybe the Rambam and others in his wake really didn't believe that there was a chiyah for a person to be machnas asmo besafik sakana, if we would assume there's even a suffix sakana with respect to the vaccination, to save another person. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes about this, that he himself is not so sure that that's the case. And I'll just read the bolded part. Here we have in the 32nd source, Umiya kolafia inyan v'yesh lishkol inyan v'pelas v'lo lishmeres atzma yoser midai, said I wouldn't be too sure about this. Uvazen namar v'sham erenu b'yesh alokim, the gemar moikotan daf hei, zeu shesham orchosa v'chol mekayim nevesh achas misrael kilu kiyim olam mole. He says, the arguments that the Sma and perhaps the Bach made, that the Rambam didn't really believe that there is a chiyav lahachnis betzafik zakana kedei lahatzil eschavero, based on that one word, v'yachol atzilo, that only means that you have to jump into the river if you know for sure that there's no danger to you, the Aruch HaShulchan himself wasn't so convinced. And I myself am more than not just so convinced. I'm quite convinced that the opposite is true. That the Rambam does paskin, that a person is mechuyav to assume a certain degree of sakana, to save somebody else. Because if you look in the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam makes a slight change to his formulation in the Yad HaChazaka, which makes it very clear that we're not talking about a situation where you could say Bivado is jumping into the river to save this person who's Toveya Banohar, or, going up to these listim. They're listim, they're murderers who are about to kill somebody and trying to save somebody. Of course there's a suffix sakan involved there. How do I know? The Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Isser of Lo Samar Al Dam Riacha, the relevant Isser, the Rambam says, Hisiranu Milis Rashal Be'atzolas Nefesh Achad, Kishenereu B'Sakanas Maves, oh, I have said even financial loss, V'yelanu Yecholes Latzilo. So the Bach said, oh, maybe V'yachol means, I know I'm not assuming any Sakana. Kemosha Yatovea Benar, V'nachnu Neda Lischos. What does it mean? V'nuchal Latzilo. The Rambam says, it's not v'yachol b'toras v'adai, we have the basic yacholas, it means you know how to swim. If you don't know how to swim, you shouldn't jump in, because that's suicide. If a person knows how to swim, of course they're going to be assuming some level of risk. You think you're going to jump into a river and not assume some degree of risk if another person is drowning? You think you're going to be dealing with gangsters who are trying to harm somebody and there's not going to be a degree of risk yourself? What, it's only talking about a situation where you are incarcerated with them and you know all these people from jail? And you're going to say, hey guys, leave my friend alone? Of course not. That's not the situation. So it seems very clear that the Rambam, in fact, does paskin lo samar adam reyacha, that there's a chiyah for a person to assume a certain level of sakana when it comes to hatzalas nafshel shel chavero. And that's exactly how it was understood by the Tshuvas HaRadvaz. I'm not going to have the opportunity to read it inside, but the Tshuvas HaRadvaz, basically in the 38th source, gives us all of the gradations. So the Radvaz says, If it's a situation where there's a safek hashakol, it's 50-50 whether you're going to survive, so a person is not mechuyev to do that. Maybe a person can do that. A person's not mechuyev to jump into the river. But if there's a ktas safek, and certainly if there's an infinitesimal safek, if there's 40,000 people, and now millions of people around the world who have taken this and nobody has died from it, so that doesn't even, there's no leidas safek at all. But even if there were a safek, we already saw, the Tiferes Yisrael consider the case of 1 out of 1,000, so that he thinks that it's very clear, the Tshuva Saravaz says Beferush, that a person has a chiyav midah raisa, lo samod al dam reyacha. Okay, so now a person's going to come to me with different tainos, and they're going to tell me the following. They'll say, no, that only means if somebody is already drowning. But that doesn't mean if somebody's not yet in danger. So that's also against the Ramban. The Ramban says very clearly on the mitzvah, asisa maka legagecha, this is a 35th source, maybe it's a mitzvah mechudeshes, or it's a mivueres, it's an expansion of lo samod al dam reyacha. What does that mean? The Ramban is telling us something critical. You might have a healthy person today who chas v'shalom is going to be in ICU tomorrow. So v'asisa makel agagecha comes to expand the parameters and the scope of lo samar al dam reyacha. It's not just that the person is drowning, but what's the whole din of makeh? Ki yipol hanofel mimenu. Nobody's on the roof right now, but I have to build a makeh because tomorrow somebody might very well be in danger. That's what the Ramban is saying, that lo samar al dam reyacha doesn't require the person to already be drowning. It doesn't require the person to already be mugged. It means that there's a prevention. Okay, very good. So you'll tell me, okay, but this is only applies to a yachid. It doesn't apply to the rabbim. So that was already answered by the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan tells us in Choshen Mishpat, Tav Chavav, that it's a kal v'chomer. This is the bolded part. V'kol shekein shem b'chuyav lahatzil nezek rabbim. Lefikach im yodea be'echad shosa davar shekarav lios nezek l'rabbim o afilu l'yachid m'chuyav limchos im b'yicholto limchos. We have to make a macha. We have to do everything that we can. I don't have so much time to get into it, but in 1905 there was a Supreme Court case, again involving smallpox. There was a pastor who had been inoculated as a child in Sweden and didn't go so well, named Pastor Jacobson, and he didn't want to get inoculated for smallpox. In the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, there was a law, you had to be inoculated for smallpox. And he didn't get inoculated, and they fined him. So the case took 3 years and made its way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court held that the state had a right to fine him for not being vaccinated. Now, it's interesting, the svara of Justice Harlan was basically to say, we can't tell you how careful not to be yourself, but you have no right to be chavla charini. You don't have any right to put other people in danger. So that's a very interesting svara. You could take a look there at what is written in this Supreme Court opinion. So just to go back and to distill in the last 2 minutes or so that I don't have, but again, I apologize. I'm just trying to cover a huge amount of material as quickly and as thoroughly and as dispositively as we possibly can. So let's now go through the arguments very carefully that was made. So Rav Asher Weiss said that he thought it was a great mitzvah, but that it's not a chiyuv, because theoretically a person could, I don't know, lock himself in his room. You know, he'll never go out again, he'll always wear a mask, and he'll always distance, and he thought it was a great mitzvah, but to say that there's a chiyuv, you know, was difficult for him to say. He said, kach noa, kach yoa, but he wasn't willing to go further. Rabbi Willig disagreed. Rabbi Willig basically said, it just doesn't work that way. Lo nisna Torah l'malachei asharis, people really can't be that careful, people are going to slip up. I talk every day with our medical consultant in the shul, in the ICU, and she says, so many of the people, they have no idea how they became infected. People just don't know. It's not like they all went to the same party, they all went to the same bat mitzvah like it was back in March. It's not so easy to know. So that was the argument that Rabbi Willig wanted to make, basically saying nobody can really be so sure themselves. And therefore, even from the perspective of guarding your own health, from the Choshen Mishpat Tav Chav Zayin that we quoted, a person has an obligation. I think there's a whole other dimension here, which is what I was alluding to in terms of the opinion that I was just reading. That's all in terms of a discussion. How aggressive does a person have to be in terms of protecting themselves? Is that a mitzvah rechiv? But it seems evident, right, that on the basis of Lo Samar Al Dam Reyacha, that there is some kind of a chiyuv to adopt some measure of risk to oneself, to be able to save people who will surely be in danger. So for all of us to participate in the great drive of inoculation, the Eretz Yisrael is already up to 10%. We're not doing well here. Unfortunately, we're lagging very, very far behind that. And we, again, paying 3,500 people are losing their lives every single day. It can't happen quick enough. especially with new strains that are more transmissible. It's a very serious situation. Hazari is like the Yerushalmi says, Hareza Meshubach. So once you move past the question of what do I need to do for myself, but clearly we need to do for other people as well. Vayira Yaakov Mod Vayetzerla, we have to be even more concerned that we might not be helping people in the way that we can help them. And as the Yoruch HaShulchan says, that applies to the Rabbim. And as the Ran says, that applies even to Makom Masafik, that you're not sure that you're going to be the one that's going to save them. And the Ramban says, that's what we learned from Makkah, that it's not just that the person is already in danger, it means to prevent them from getting into danger. So in the light of the Yoruch HaShulchan, in the light of the Ran, in the light of the Ramban, it seems to me that there's a clear chiyuv mitam losamud al dam reyacha, that even if there were a suffix sakana, but again, what the rofim umanim ubikiyim have told us, and again, I can only say this in terms of Pfizer, I can only say this in terms of Moderna, I have not reviewed AstraZeneca with the people who are qualified to tell me that there isn't even a leidas ha-suffix. And people ask, well, what about long-term effects? We can't know what's going to go on in 6 months. I don't have time to get into it, but the basic idea is mRNA is highly unstable. That's why it has to be frozen at such low temperatures. It's highly unstable. It doesn't enter the nucleus. It's not going to genetically modify a person. So the idea that there's going to be any long-term health effects is something that the relevant Bikiyim in the disciplines are not concerned is going to be any kind of an issue. So there's not, again, millions of people across the world have been inoculated. We're not aware of a single death that's caused by a vaccine. Again, the denominator would be so large at a point that probably wouldn't even rise to the level of a suffix sakana. So it seems to me you can make the argument that was debated between Rav Weiss and Rav Willig in terms of what a person has to do with for oneself. But we know, as we said, losamol adal dam reyacha means an affirmative response. As the Malbim and as Rashi explained, that we have to be as aggressive as we possibly can to save other people. And that's really why I wanted to title this shiur, Ubacharta Bachayim, that ultimately the responsibility is ours, and to conclude with the words of Rashi and with the Talmud Yerushalmi. Rashi says, Ubacharta Bachayim, this is the psukim at the very end of the Chumash, Haidosi Vachema Yom HaShamayim V'asaret, Sachayim V'amavis Nasati Lufanecha Abrocha V'akala, Ubacharta Bachayim L'man Tichyata V'zarech, Ubacharta Bachayim means it's your choice. Kadosh Baruch Hu can't do this for us, lo bashamayim. Ani mora lachem, I'm telling you, I'm teaching you, shativ charu b'chilak achayim, you make a smart choice. Ka'adam ha'omer livino, a person tells his son, I cannot live your life for you, but I want you to do the right thing. Bichar licha, chilak yafe b'nachalasi, choose wisely. Umamidu al chilak yafe, even takes his son, he puts him right in front of it and says, look at it. V'omer lo ezeh baru licha, choose, but you're going to be ultimately the one who is going to have to choose. To bring the horse to water, he is going to have to choose. Uvacharta b'chayim. And the Talmud Yerushalmi tells us, based on this pasuk, Uvacharta b'chayim, l'man tichya ata v'zarecha, that we have to be responsible people. Tani Rabbi Yishmael, Uvacharta b'chayim zo umnus, that we have to earn a parnasa. We can't just throw caution to the wind and say, Imlachta nasi sayyidei acherim. The Gemara Brachos Lamed Hei says, a harbe tribe like that, like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, v'lo also b'yadan, they weren't successful. Rabbi Kiva Omer, afla shud al p'nei hamayim, water is a danger unless you know how to swim. We have to be responsible people in this world. We have to have a parnasa. We have to know how to swim in the literal waters of life. We have to learn how to swim in the proverbial waters of life. We have to understand the chukim and mishpatim tzadikim that the Torah has given us. It's given us a path. We have to understand not just the opportunities that we have, but the responsibilities that we have as well. I want to wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos. I want to wish everybody good health and safety for you, your families, and for your loved ones. And God willing, in short order, we'll all experience the Yeshua that this remarkable scientific achievement can provide for us. A good Shabbos to everybody.
Good Shabbos, Rabbi. Thank you so much.
Shabbos.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That was Roy Fidman. Hi, Cooper.
How are you, Mr.
Cooper? Thank you,
Baruch Hashem. Thank you.